Gorgeous Mama is a podcast for mamas by a mama who knows the real struggle of postpartum depression, who's ready to get on top and show you what it means to become a mom boss. And I'm ready to take this crazy journey with you if you're ready to do it with me, this one called motherhood. You are listening to Hello Gorgeous Mama. I'm your host, Britt Contreras, mompreneur, blogger, writer, founder, and now amateur podcaster. Let's get started and let's get this rolling. Hi mamas, this is episode number 7 and I thought I'd try something new. I think I'm going to do 2 podcasts every week, so I'm going to introduce you to a brand new segment called 25 Things. So every week I will pick a day. I believe I'm going to do Wednesdays, and Mondays and Wednesdays will be my podcast, but Wednesdays will be the 25 things, and I'll just be 25 new things. So this week is going to be 25 possible things nobody tells you pre-baby. So let's get started. I'm ready to rock and roll. Hey ladies, so let's chat. What are the 25 possible things that nobody tells you pre-baby? Well, let's dive in because I am ready and excited. And there's probably a ton more, but these are the things that I have found. So number 1, just when you think you delivered your baby and it's all over with, they have to quote unquote massage your stomach to get the placenta out. FYI, it's not a massage. Yeah, that's pretty not a massage at all. It was pretty painful, and I'll be honest with you, not to scare you, all new mamas or those going into labor, but prepare that once you deliver the baby, there's a little bit more delivering to do. Number 2, that nipple cream your hospital may give you will become your best friend because they'll be sore as a mother while trying to figure out proper latch and all. So use it, use it, use it. Number 3, you'll walk around like a baby for a while with disposable underwear and a huge pad that can cover a sewage drain. Sorry, TMI, but the truth is the truth, and you will want to use any pads or anything that they give you in the hospital. Take it with you. Number 4, just when you think contractions are over, you'll feel them and may still be intense, and even more with breastfeeding. Your uterus is trying to go back to normal, also known as losing weight. So let that be your motivation, because it will seriously feel like contractions, and I'm told that the more babies you have, the more intense they are. Number 5, which is true because I just had my second and they were more intense than the first, so I can vouch for that one. Number 5, the hospital may be the worst because the first baby, they'll constantly be checking on you, and baby, which means hardly no sleep on top of the sleep you aren't already getting. So they see you as a new mom and they know you're scared, they know you're nervous, so they're doing their job, but let me tell you, it's going to be frustrating when you're putting that baby to sleep and they keep coming in and checking on you and then checking on baby. The second baby or more in your season, so you probably would be home after the first 24 hours. Number 6, you have options. You can delay cord clamping, look into it, the bath a little, and ask for no sugar water or pacifiers to interfere with nursing, which can be lead into nipple confusion. You can ask for a lactation consultant. You can birth out of bed as long as there's no complications. You can have your bonding hour and skin to skin without visitors in the room after baby is born. Number 7, there are several things that you can get help with that people think means they have to stop breastfeeding, such as not thinking they're eating enough, not latching correctly, nipple confusion, tongue ties, not understanding cluster feeding, not knowing they're going through a growth spurt, and having jaundice, all of those things which I've researched or experienced myself. So if you have any more further questions, leave it in a comment and I can probably address it in another podcast. Number 8, newborn stage. I think most people after having a toddler will say it gets a little bit easier. There's less sleep deprivation is difficult, but at least they're on a routine schedule pretty much. Waking every couple hours to eat, but toddlers do not sit still. They're curious to the max and get into everything. Being mobile is definitely a game changer. Number 9. You will continue to receive unsolicited advice even after baby comes and even after you continue to have more children. It never stops. I think it starts the moment people find out that you're pregnant, and then it just keeps going and going and going. You'll sometimes it's a family friend or someone that you know and trust that really does care, but oftentimes they are strangers that have no idea who you are, but they just have the need to offer you advice. Take it with a grain of salt and move on. Number 10, trips to the grocery store seem like Mission Impossible because you have to lug everything and load the baby and try not to wake the baby. And yes. Number 11, if breastfeeding, most of the time you look like the mom version of the movie Mean Girls. So I don't know if all of you have seen Mean Girls, but in the movie, they want to copy Regina George because they try to mess with her, and they cut each hole in front of her boob and to make her seem like she's out of place, but she rocks the trend and she just moves on. Well, instead of those two holes on each breast side, you'll have two huge wet spots. So get some nursing pads and use them, or you can get disposable ones or reusable ones. The reusable ones are good, but just change them often. Same thing with disposable, at least you can just throw those away, but they cost more money when you keep buying and buying, so your choice. Number 12, your first child, you pack like you're going away for the weekend. More than one, you'll forget the right wipes or diapers half the time and buy more. So more children, you forget more things. Number 13, you'll understand why Mama Bear's porridge was always cold. It's so true. In the book, you know, you hear why Mama's Bear's porridge was cold and Baby's was just right and Daddy's was always hot. Now you know why. Number 14, sharing will have a new meaning as whatever is yours becomes theirs. Number 15, you'll learn you can't do everything that you may have done with your first because your time is hard to divide. Which leads into 16. Me time is like asking for nice weather in California, summer where you aren't melting. It's a phenomenal thing when you get me time, but you know what? When you do get that me time, you will probably feel guilty at first, and you might feel guilty even long afterwards because as much as you want that me time, you miss your babies a ton. Number 17, whether you buy a minivan or not, you can become a mom car with spills, toys galore, and how did that get their vocabulary? So your car might need a little bit more frequent car washes. If you have a husband that's willing to help you out or you want to wash your own car, save your money, that will do the trick. Number 18, potty training will most likely end up at one point on your floor bed. I personally had this experience couple of days ago. Me and my husband are trying to still potty train our 2-year-old since we have the newborn, and she decided to take her diaper off, and we found some poop on the side of our bed and on our pillowcases and our bedspread. So yes, that was really fun, sarcasm all behind that, but you know what, it's a learning experience. So FYI, there's also a video that I want to mention real quick that my cousin sent me. She said that you can actually start potty training even before 4 months old. And this lady's a little bit more intense, but it's called Baby Potty Training Elimination Communication. So I'm going to play a short clip of her talking about it, and you can look it up on YouTube. Here we go.
Hi, my name is Teenie. You know, a lot of our friends ask us, how is it that we're able to potty train our firstborn Lauren when she was only 4 months old? Well, today, I want to share our tips and experiences with you with the help of our secondborn, Sophia here, and she's only 2 months old now. Actually, my mom was the one who taught me how to potty train our first baby, Lauren. Mom said that back in Malaysia, where she was from, most babies are taught to use the potty when they're only a few months old. So after some online research, I found out that babies are easiest potty trained from birth till they're about 6 months old. Babies, like most living creatures, have this want to be really, really clean, and they actually signal before they poo-poo or pee-pee.
If after 6 months, the baby is forced to rely on just doing the business in diapers, they either forget or ignore this natural instinct to signal when they need to go.
So let's continue on with our list of 25 things. We are on number 19. Babies really do grow fast. It's true. You think that you have time and you sometimes want the time to go by faster because you're so tired and sleep deprived and all of that. But enjoy those moments because they will fly by literally. Number 20, with your second, you realize to take in the moment because your now older child looks 5 times older. Seriously, my 2-year-old looks like a giant compared to my 2-month-old. So it's really hard to see emotionally because I want my babies to stay little forever, but the truth is that they won't. And even when they drive you crazy and you want them to grow, that phase passes and then you're like, why can't I cuddle you any longer? Because you won't sit still. So enjoy those moments, which brings you to number 21. You'll miss baby cuddles as soon as it's gone. Number 22, you'll miss the newborn stage, but won't in that moment. You'll be so tired that you'll want that moment to pass, but after it's gone, again, you'll miss it. Number 23, every season is hard, but totally worth it. Motherhood in general is hard, no matter where you're at. Whether they are 2, whether they're a teenager. I haven't got there yet, but from what I hear, every season is difficult with its own challenges. But you take in the good and you let go of those moments that you want to rip your hair out. Number 24, mom groups are golden, especially when you're going through some mental things and postpartum depression, anxiety, and other things like that. It is very resourceful to talk to other moms, and it helps you stay sane because you realize you're not the only one going through that phase. Number 25, every mom has a way to do things, unless it's your child or it's damaging or it's gonna hurt that child or them, then be supportive and mind your own business, because we are all experiencing motherhood together, but differently. We all take in things differently and deal with things differently. So we have to find out what works for us, what works for our child, and what works for our family. So that is it for the 25 things. I hope these were helpful. I'm sure there's a ton more, but like I said, these are what I've discovered. And happy birthday to Savannah. Today is her 2-month-old birthday. Yes, we sing happy birthday. I am that mom. Well, this was Hello Gorgeous Mama, Britt Contreras, and I hope you had fun. Have a good one. Take care. And stay tuned for next week. If you know or you know someone who is struggling with postpartum depression or postpartum anxiety, please call Postpartum Support International at 1-800-944-4PPD. That's 1-800-944-4PPD.